It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Joey P, Joe Pisapia, and today's short show features a few of Derek Brown's realistic trade predictions for the NFL draft. It was recorded earlier today before the Jets actually finally completed the deal for Aaron Rodgers. So tune in tomorrow to our three-round mock draft to hear our thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers deal, what it means to the NFL draft, and some of the movement of the picks, and a whole lot more. But in the meantime, enjoy a look at some more possible trades that might go down this Thursday. Let's talk to the pros. Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P, Joe Pisapia, and today we're going to take a look at some draft day trades. That's right, the draft is just days away now, hours away, if you will, and Thursday on our YouTube channel, we're going to cover it. So if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. Click that little bell till it goes ding, because Thursday, the 27th, 7 p.m. Eastern, Derek Brown, myself, Matthew Friedman, Andrew Erickson, Thor Nystrom, and a whole host of characters are going to be hosting the NFL Draft live. We are the best second screen experience out there because we're going to be talking about fantasy. We're going to be talking about wagering. We're going to be talking about all of it. And we're going to be talking about trades today. And Derek Brown, you and I both know that the order of the draft right now is not going to stay the way it is. It never does. So let's talk about some potential draft day trades, the percentages that they might happen. What do you have for us? Give me your first trade that you think might go down on Thursday or before.
All right, Joe. I think Kansas City needs an alpha wide receiver, and I think they go get one in DeAndre Hopkins. Now, we have this move. They're going to give up their 95th overall pick and go up and get DeAndre Hopkins. Look, we know Kansas City is going to have an explosive offense. That is not disputable, but I think Patrick Mahomes deserves an alpha wide receiver. DeAndre Hopkins looked like he is not washed at all. Last year, you're looking at a wide receiver that is wide receiver 9 in fantasy points per game. He's top 20 in route win rate, yards per route run. And you also marry this with the fact that Kansas City can also address needs. Now, whether it's O-line or edge in the first two rounds, so giving up this third round pick shouldn't be a problem at all.
All right, so that would obviously go a long way in this wide receiver room. What do you think the percentage chance of this happening is?
Let's go with 15%, Joe.
All right, 15%. Look, hey, I'll take a shot there. Hopkins to Kansas City sounds like fun to me. Let's do another one here. What else you got? Give me your second trade, potentially, that's going to happen between now and the draft.
Buffalo is going to move up from 27th to 20th overall to draft Jordan Addison. Now, Buffalo last year, we saw with the weapons, Gabe Davis not fulfilling all the hype and hope that we had for him last year. Going to get Jordan Addison makes so much sense because they can make this trade with Seattle, get up to 20th overall, hop the Chargers, who that is the only wide receiver they have had a top 30 visit with that is projected to go in the first round. So you know the Chargers are Addison hungry. Outside of that, they get to hop Baltimore, Minnesota, the Giants, and Dallas, who could also use another wide receiver. I'm going to put this one, Joe, at a crisp 45%.
Ooh, that's a big one. Well, look, Davis fell a little short last year. I don't know if we know what Khalil Shakir is yet. So maybe making a move for Addison is what Buffalo should do. Let's do another one here. Number three on the list of potential draft day trades is
Minnesota Vikings trade their 23rd overall pick and some other change to go all the way up into the top 10 to draft my man, CJ Stroud. Now, I know this one might hover around 10 to 15% as far as likelihood. Minnesota has been in the market for a quarterback. They've been sniffing around Hendon Hooker, CJ Stroud, looking at possibilities that they could get up into a position where they can draft a quarterback. Now we're getting all the buzz that CJ Stroud is possibly going to fall in the draft. Kirk Cousins is probably gone after this year. This one is one that I'm going to set the odds at being a little bit lower, but I think this has a far likelier chance to happen than the odds that I'm going to give to it.
All right. I still say all this is a smokescreen and nonsense and illusion. All this
agreed.
CJ Stroud mystery. You know, I just don't buy it right now, but let's say, you know, this does happen. What do you think the chances of it actually going down would be?
I will go 15 to 20%, Joe. And
wow, that's again, pretty high.
I think Minnesota definitely needs a quarterback. And I mean, maybe I'm a little bit over the moon on this and drinking too much draft Kool-Aid, but it tastes good. And I think it could happen.
Let's get to the last one here. So what do you have for us? The final potential draft day trade. Let's go big or go home here on this last one.
Indy is going to move up only one pick. And you're saying, okay, it's only one pick. Is that really like the number one? Because they're going to draft Anthony Richardson, baby, at three. I love this fit for Anthony Richardson and the Colts. The Colts have needed a quarterback for some time since the retirement of Andrew Luck. You put Richardson in the building, I think he could start week one, give this offense a high floor. And I get like everybody's going to say he's raw, he's not polished. You have an awesome running back in Jonathan Taylor, an offensive line that could still plow the road. You're looking at Anthony Richardson, and from a fantasy perspective and real life perspective, he could crush from the outset as long as like what we saw from Jalen Hurts in year one. Shane Steichen has been the author of really good offenses with young quarterbacks. We got the Jalen Hurts connection. You know the mobility of Anthony Richardson. Shane Steichen also helped Justin Herbert out the gate as well. So I think this is a fantastic fit, a perfect marriage, and Jim Irsay is cutting backflips.
All right. Well, I'd like to see that. That I'd pay to see for sure. but we all know last year we did the draft together. Man, night two had so many trades. We could barely even keep up with who was picking where anymore. We'll see if this NFL draft is going to be the same as last year, but these were some fun ones to talk about. And of course, if you want to join us live for the draft, and I know that you do, make sure you're subscribed to Fantasy Pros YouTube channel. Make sure you click that little bell till it goes ding and watch us Thursday night, the 27th, 7 p.m. Eastern for all of your NFL draft coverage, because we have got it on lockdown. It's going to be awesome and we want you to be a part of it. So that'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Derek Brown, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Pros Football Podcast. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fantasy Pros and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.